Okay, we're picking up the halachas of Erev Yom Kippur. We mentioned yesterday that according to many, the achila of every kezayis that you eat would potentially be another mitzvah of achila in Erev Yom Kippur. The mitzvah schilach is mechadah, so just like the iser to eat is more than a kezayis, it's actually a kokoseves, which is a shear of a date. So the achila, mitzvah of achila, should also be the idea should be that you're eating a date's worth of food. Which actually has a nafkamina that if you want to eat, let's say, if you want to be kind of this minchas chinuch, and you want to be kind of like eating like a snack every so often, so you should have a little bit more than a normal kezayis, you should have more of a date size, which is bigger, in order to become that chita again. It seems to be just a chumra. Anyway, the whole thing is, me'ikar din, there's no real chiyuv even to have bread. That's what we mentioned right now. The minchas chinuch point this out in the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vazner goes with that, that it's not a real chiyuv to have bread and full-fledged a suda of through bread, just eating should be enough. However, the minhag is definitely too based on the really or a source of like it, Rishonim, that based on them, that we're very makbid about this minhag in order to wash. And all besides that, also, this is a simcha shel mitzvah, like a suda's mitzvah shtickel. So this is a very big zchus to have a suda. And besides for that, a person has the ability to, with the Yeshod V'Shor Shavoda writes, that through this suda, you have nachas ruach gadol aboris prach shema. You're going to make nachas ruach to Hashem, and also before the suda, he wrote the horo hareini balei kai mitzah suda erev Yom Kippur, and he says that if a person eats this one bekedusha v'tara, according to the Arizal, you can misaken all of the achilas that you had throughout the whole year. That is a very, very big thing. So be careful what you eat. We talk about should only be divrei Torah, and the benching also, the benching of the suda masekas has the ability to misaken all your benchings throughout the whole year. So these are very big inyanim about the suda masekas and erev. And Erev Yom Kippur, again, ideally we recommend, that it's not full vachriya, but we definitely recommend that you should wash and you should dip the bread in dvash, even if you aren't as makbid during the year, the Erev Yom Kippur, during the week of Seretz Mitzvah, for sure, Erev Yom Kippur, because it's a special time. A lot of people say, Rachamani Chada Shalini, Ushana Tova Masukar, whatever nichsuk you have for that harachaman, they'll say that by Erev Yom Kippur as well. So some even have the minhag to bake special challahs on Erev Yom Kippur. The Sfardim had a minhag to bake them specifically in a wing shape, in a circle wing shape. That's the Yom Kippur were like malachim, and then they also shesh knafayim. They have wings, so to make like a wing shaped challah. Yeah, different minhag. Everyone should follow their minhag. And the Shah breaks down during this meal. You should be very, have a lot of simcha, achil v'shtia b'simcha, and it should be and it should be also not necessarily things that are of like delicacies and things like that. That's going to be a shayla that some are makbid not to have meat. Should not have meat because we want to be chazar shalom for a male to have a seminal mission, and if it's a meaty, fatty food, that's something that should that's brought down in the postgame to be avoided. However, when it comes to chicken and fish. That looks not so fishy, but those are things that Gufa is the minhag to have them, and this is something, again, Chachamein Rosh, you should have things that are easier for a fast, like watermelon is apparently a very popular thing that keeps the water in your system well, and that's something that is considered a very big thing that you should have. Just make sure you should eat things that are make your fast easier, not obviously harder, not make you tired. Those things should be and also not too full. When you get so full, you get tired as well. Not to overeat. These are inyanim about the sudam of sakis. Are women chayv? That's a fascinating question. We keep Eger's masupak about them. On the one hand, it's a mitzvah to say shazman grama. Normally, when it's a time bound mitzvah, women are putter from time bound mitzvahs. But on the other hand, this is tied into the whole reason we mentioned. The whole reason about the reason that you eat on test Tishrei is that to a yud you should be able to be mekayim Yom Kippur and be able to fast. That's a shayla through the inoy or fasting, whatever the reason is. It's definitely connected to the fast of Yom Kippur on the next day. So are women chayv? So the Rabbi Eger raises as a question. However, the Ksav Sofer and the Maril, they and the Chacham Shlomo, Minchas Chinuch, they all understand that there would be a chiyuv for a woman to be partake of this mitzvah and eat an Erev Yom Kippur. That is going to be how they pass in. We mentioned one of the nafkaminas in the gedder of what the whole purpose of eating is. If someone is a chola, do they have a mitzvah? So the post can bring down that yes, Vatzem, even though we mentioned one of the svaras, the whole reason to eat is that it should make your fast easier. We had someone say it should make your fast harder, but it should make your fast easier. But either of those two reasons wouldn't be applicable to someone who's not going to be, it's a chola shesh basarachana, so he's going to be eating on Yom Kippur. Still, at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah. For him to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And also, Katan Shigiel Achinach is also a mitzvah to mechanechim to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And there's a big shayla, there's a very popular in Eretz Yisrael during Tisha B'Av, everybody had them, is that there's what's called Kalei Tzom. and they're really helpful. If a person gets very big headaches, took them for tissue paper and stuff like that, that is something that is very helpful that they give out in Eretz Yisrael. They're totally natural herbs. It just makes, I don't know, it's like they have also now that they have like slow release of Advil, slow release of caffeine pills. They're very helpful pills for a lot of people who mamash have tremendous headaches. So is that mutter to take? Because we mentioned that one of the things of Yom Kippur is inoy, that specifically you're supposed to afflict yourself. You're supposed to be in a little bit of a state of weakness, etc. on Yom Kippur. So this is a shaila in the poskim, the Chalkas Yoav, and they say the Shevet Alevi and others, Rav Yoshua, they bring down also Mishnah Lachos, Rav Nasha Klein. He actually says it's even better to take these because the whole void of eating, according to him, the Ikar reason is that you should make the fast easier. So if you have another way to make the fast easier by taking this pill, it's a slow release of Advil, or taking this pill, it's going to just be natural herbs that somehow help you a lot with your fast. So then for sure you should take them according to Rav Nasha Klein. On the other hand, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, seemingly the big, it was probably the Rosh of the people who are against it. He writes that Adam Bari Mutter Lo Gam Vegam Yesh Mitzvah La Echel Be'er Kippurim, the Osim Ragli should eat more in order to have an easier fast. Haval Ha'ova Tatzdika De Vitaminim O Unpunzia Limnoa Al Hakam Alav Sa'inoi Huke'in Novel Vershus HaTorah V'lo Yosir Mizeh. Wow, he's very chummer about this, that it's something that's you're not Vershus HaTorah, something that's very not recommended according to him. So he writes, so if you're going to be a Cholashim B'Sakana, so then he says that maybe then there would be more room to make it, but that's something that, and he says, obviously, if you're going to have to eat, then for sure you take these vitamins or these pills that will stop you from having to eat because you're at whatever condition you have, and you'll be able to avoid it, then for sure. But at the end of the day, someone who's healthy is not into them taking it. But a person has to know, also, if he has tremendous headaches, and he knows every time he gets massive, massive headaches, not even daven, let's say, not even go to mincha or whatever, and it'll prevent him from that, then that's a real shayla. Even according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, lechora, maybe more room to make, but a lot of postkar mekel anyway, even without Rosh Hashanah Zalman, even without the fact that a totally healthy person, we have Rosh Hashanah, and we have a very big postkar for the Shevet Alevi, Vazner, so we have a lot of big postkim that said that it's also totally mutter. So everyone should consult your Rav with regards to this halacha. We'll finish off with one halacha with regards to tshuva. We're going into Vayter and halachas of tshuva, and that is the Chai Adam writes, even though that it's a mitzvah every day of the Sersim tshuva to specifically increase, right, Dirsha Hashem Yitzo, and also Hashem is with us, and to try to do more tshuva. However, the Erev Yom Kippur is mamish, the day of special gula, as the Pasuk says, Kiva Yom Azei Chaper, Shalifna Hashem Titaru, Rotsal Shomar, Kirosh Hashana, Kosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, a person has to come into that day. Therefore, the Erev Yom Kippur specifically something that a person should be working on extra carefully to do tshuva, and then also beit adam lachaveira. But malkum ask mechila from anybody. That's a minhag. A lot of people ask mechila on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a very good minhag. Ask mechila from people they're close to, people they interact with a lot, in order that they should have a big kapara. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up some more halachas, maybe of beit adam lachaveira and tshuva. Be'ez Hashem, and tomorrow's daily halacha.